Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dave Collada is on a phone line, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board. Hey, Dave, thanks for joining us on WGN Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Dave, I don't know if you know this, but our heating bills have gone way up. Wow.
Wow, they really have. It's definitely a tough winter here for Illinois consumers. Yeah, I mean, you have two factors coming together. The gas utilities have been kind of on a spending spree. That has increased the fixed charge that we pay before using any gas at all quite substantially. And then the price of natural gas itself, the commodity, is over two times more expensive than what it's been in the last years. You put those two factors together, it's a really difficult winter for Illinois consumers.
And it hasn't even been that cold. We have some colder weather coming, but it's been vacillating between dips into cold and then unseasonably warm. So in that sense, we've been lucky. Imagine if we'd had sub-zero temperatures for a while.
It would have been an absolute, I mean, it's not good as it is. It's a very difficult situation, but it would have taken a very difficult situation and made it just awful if we had a cold winter. Now, hopefully, we're still in the winter. Hopefully, it stays on the warmer side, because structurally speaking, one of the things that's happened in the natural gas market here with our natural gas utilities is we've kind of structurally driven large parts of the region into a very precarious situation. In the city of Chicago, for example, about 25% of city of Chicago residents can't afford to pay their bills as it is. And that was before this big price spike. So this is a very, very difficult situation. Yeah. And it's one that we really need to look for solutions to.
Well, that's what I called you for. What are solutions? But I just want to say this. Terry Savage told us months ago that the futures on gas had gone up and that you would pay more in the winter. And lo and behold, it's come to roost. But since then, prices have gone down. So what's with the lag? When are we going to see my bill go down, since the utilities are paying less for gas right now?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a time lag. It's looking like the gas commodity costs should come down in the next 2, 3, 4 months. That would be good news. We don't know for sure because there is this time lag.
And 4 months.
I know. It's because the gas utilities don't buy everything on the spot market. So spot market prices have come down, which is good, but we're not going to get the much needed relief here, unfortunately, anytime soon, I don't think.
Do you recommend then a kind of dollar cost averaging, sign up for that level payment plan?
I think budget billing is a really good option for consumers. It doesn't save you money over the long term. Basically, you pay exactly what you would have paid otherwise, but it does spread out your costs. And so basically, you spend less in the winter and a little bit more in the summer, and that can really help balance your books over the course of the year. So we think budget billing is a good option for folks. You should also, there's public assistance, there are assistance dollars available. For people who are low and moderate income, we're encouraging people to look into that. And, now is a time, it's always a good time to invest in energy efficiency, but there are lots of low and even zero cost programs available that can, improve the efficiency of your home. And that's a good way to reduce your bill. So it's a tough situation. We've created a website, cubhelpcenter.com, where we've got information on the latest on natural gas prices, and then tips of what you can do about it, and links to information on how to sign up for financial assistance programs if you're eligible.
CUB, Citizens Utility Board, so CUBHelpCenter.com.
Exactly.
CUBHelpCenter.com. Okay, well, let's leave it at that, and then I'm going to call you tomorrow and the next day and the next day and just cry.
Yep, I hear you.
All right, Dave. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. Happy holidays.